Roymans Product Management Podcast. Product Vision FAQs. The product vision can be a powerful instrument to inspire and align stakeholders and development teams. But in practice, it is not always effectively applied. This podcast episode shares 9 questions about the product vision, which I'm frequently asked, together with my answers. And the first question is, what is the product vision? The product vision describes the ultimate purpose of a product, the positive change it will bring about. You can think of it as a big, hairy, audacious goal, or a moonshot that inspires people and offers continued guidance for the next 5 to 10 years. Say I wanted to create a product that helps people become more aware of what and how much they eat. As the product vision, I could then choose help people eat healthily or just healthy eating. While the example states the purpose of a new product, I find that a vision is equally beneficial for an existing one. Second question, what makes a good product vision? A good, effective product vision fulfills the following 6 criteria. First, it is big and ambitious. It describes a compelling, visionary goal, even if this means that you might not be able to fully meet it. Second, it's inspiring. The product vision creates a purpose for the people working on the product. It provides motivation and guidance, even if the going gets tough. Third, it's ethical. A good vision gives rise to an ethical product, a product that truly benefits its users and that does not cause any harm. Fourth, it's shared and unites people. It acts as the product's true north. Fifth, it's concise and memorable. The vision is easy to understand and remember. Using a slogan, a short, memorable phrase, can be a great way to create such a vision. And last but not least, it's not tied to a solution. Despite its name, I recommend keeping the product vision free from assumptions about the actual product or solution. This allows you to pivot, to change the product strategy and the product, while staying grounded in your vision. Third question, who owns the product vision? Ideally, a product vision is collectively owned by the person in charge of the product, the key stakeholders, and the development teams. This ensures that the individuals support the vision and follow it, rather than paying lip service to it. A great way to foster joint ownership is to develop the product vision together, as I describe later in this podcast episode. As the person in charge of a product, you should ensure, however, that a meaningful product vision exists, and you should guide the effort to create one. Fourth question, how do I capture the product vision? As mentioned earlier, I find it helpful to use a brief statement or slogan to describe the product vision. This increases the chances that people understand and remember it. An elaborate or verbose vision that looks great on paper but is hard to memorize offers little value. Additionally, I like to capture the product vision together with the product strategy, as it's done on my product vision board. The tool encourages you to state the product vision at the top and the product strategy underneath it. And you can find out more information about the product vision board on my website and in my book, Strategize. And the fifth question is, can the product vision and the company vision be the same? Yes, the two can be identical, but I recommend using 2 separate visions unless you work for an early stage startup. The company vision should describe the purpose of the entire organization, the reason why the business exists. Take, for example, IKEA's vision to create a better everyday life for the many people. The product vision, however, should communicate the ultimate reason for developing and offering a specific product. For instance, IKEA's app that allows users to design their own packs wardrobes. Question number 6. Does every product have its own vision? Every product should have a vision, but not every offering requires its own unique one. Say your product is part of a product portfolio like Microsoft Office. As its products are closely related, I would use 1 overarching vision for the entire portfolio, a product portfolio vision, so to speak. In Microsoft's Office case, this might be help people collaborate in real time. Word, PowerPoint, Excel, and the other Office products would then share this vision. Seventh question, do I need a product vision and a product strategy? If your vision describes the ultimate purpose for creating the product, you will have to complement it with a product strategy. While the vision is great to inspire the stakeholders and development teams, it is not enough to direct their work. This is where the product strategy comes in. You can think of it as the approach chosen to realize the vision and achieve product success. An effective product strategy should clearly state the needs or user goals that the product will help address or meet, the people who will use and pay for the product, the aspects that set it apart from competing offerings, and the business benefits which it should generate for the company developing and providing it. Note that creating a product strategy and validating it, that is, ensuring that it does not contain any major risks or assumptions, tends to be significantly more work than coming up with a product vision. What's more, the decisions captured in the product strategy are crucial to achieve product success. I view them as a prerequisite for deriving an actionable product roadmap with specific, measurable goals or outcomes. In these product goals or outcomes, that directs then the work of the development of the product and align the daily work of the stakeholders and development teams. Question number 8, how do I create an inspiring product vision? The best way to ensure that your vision is inspiring and meaningful for the stakeholders and development team members is to create it together with the individuals in a collaborative workshop. To take advantage of this approach, invite the right people to a joint session, be it online or on-site, and encourage the participants to describe the purpose that they associate with the product. Then look for a product vision that is fitting and that everyone can support. As the vision is truly fundamental, you should take the time required to create an inclusive vision that resonates with everyone. Resist the temptation to shortcut or rush the process. Similarly, don't allow the most powerful person to dominate, and don't agree on the smallest common denominator. Otherwise, you will end up with an ineffective vision that offers little benefit. You can find more advice on collaborative decision-making in my podcast episode, Making Effective Product Decisions, Tips for Deciding with Stakeholders and Development Teams. And last but not least, does the product vision ever change? As a general rule of thumb, the product vision should be stable, and hence it shouldn't really change. Instead, it should offer continued guidance for an extended period, at least 5 years, as I suggested earlier. There are, however, two exceptions to this rule. First, when you create a brand new product and you cannot find a valid product strategy, then you may want to consider adapting the product vision. Second, when your product has been offered for a number of years, you might find that adjusting the product vision is helpful to keep it fresh and meaningful. Contrast this with the product strategy and the product roadmap. The former will change at least once per lifecycle stage, and the roadmap is likely to change several times per year. Both plans therefore benefit from regular reviews. And as a rule of thumb, I like to suggest reviewing the product strategy and roadmap once a quarter. And these reviews offer you the opportunity to also assess the product vision and change it if this turns out to be really necessary. To say it with Jeff Bezos' words, be stubborn on the vision and flexible on the details. I hope you found this podcast episode helpful. You can learn more about effectively working with a product vision by attending my product strategy and roadmap training course, and by reading my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.